This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're also tracking new fallout tonight after President Obama broke a record for the most acts of clemency granted in a single day. On Monday, the president granted 231 pardons and commutations, including 49 for individuals who'd been convicted of firearms offenses among their other charges. An interesting move for a president who has campaigned against firearms for years. In moments, we'll be joined by Dana Lesh and Amiki Konst. But first, we go to White House correspondent Kevin Cork in Hawaii, where the president is vacationing.
Aloha and good evening from Honolulu. Shannon, you're right. You and the viewers at home should expect to hear many more stories just like this in the few remaining weeks in office for the president as he tries his hand at a bit of unilateral criminal justice reform. Yesterday's record day, 78 pardons along with 153 commutations, most in a single day by a president. That brings to 148 the number of pardons and over 1,100 commutations so far.
What he has done in recent years is bolster resources at the Department of Justice to make sure they are at maximum capacity to have all the bandwidth they need to review applications. So that process continues in earnest. I expect that process to continue for the rest of the time the president's in office.
But what of the fate of some of the more controversial figures that may be looking for a pardon? For example, the alleged Army deserter Bo Bergdahl. And what about NSA leaker Edward Snowden? Well, there's no indication that the president will pardon either man. And he has previously said in the case of Snowden, he hasn't even availed himself to that option because he has yet to be formally charged. And Shannon, it really could be long odds for Snowden because on Capitol Hill, 22 lawmakers in a bipartisan committee have actually written to the president asking him not to offer Snowden a pardon. As you well know, he remains holed up in Russia. We'll see how that all works out under the new Trump administration. For now, back to you.
Indeed we will. Kevin, thank you.
Well, what do you say about that, huh? What do you say about all the clemencies? You know, with Monday's grants, the president has more than doubled the number of people he's pardoned as president. This, according to the White House. A number that now stands at 148. He's now commuted the sentences of 1,176 people, including 395 serving life sentences. Now, that's a huge number. I mean, how do you get to that 395? You assume, and I hate that word, but you assume that everybody's doing their jobs and they've done their due diligence. But 395 life sentences, you get a get out of jail card. And, I got to imagine, you've got families, you've got victims all tied in with these people here that are affected by this act of clemency by this president. Now, according to The Hill, they're saying today's acts of clemency, which is yesterday, and the mercy he has shown, well, actually Monday, and the mercy he has shown his 1,324 clemency recipients exemplify his belief that America is a nation of second chances. This is what the White House counsel, Neil Eggleston, wrote in a blog post. The announcement was made during the president's holiday vacation in Hawaii, as Fox News just reported. The grants come as Obama faces pressure from criminal justice reform advocates to pick up the pace before he leaves office on January 20th. They fear that President-elect Donald Trump, who campaigned as a law and order candidate, will scale back or eliminate the use of clemency for large groups of federal inmates. Eggleston said the president will make more clemency grants before he leaves office. Do you think? I mean, he may set the all-time record. He seems to be setting records of all the wrong kinds here. But this is, one certainly that we knew that was going to happen. And, of course, we also heard that the president is doing everything he can to nail down any parts of his legacy so that Donald Trump just can't come in and turn everything upside down on his first day of office as expected. So, we'll have to see how all this plays out, especially when you have a Republican-controlled Congress and soon to have a Republican-controlled Supreme Court, theoretically. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Michelle Malkin is coming up next. You're going to want to hear this.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on how you can connect with our 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. I tell you, we've got a real special guest with us today, Michelle Malkin. I know you've heard about her for a long time. She's been such an excellent commentator over the years, and she's about to embark on something rather new. She's launching a new series, Michelle Malkin Investigates, for CRTV.com. Michelle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. Of course, most of us are aware of your investigative journalistic abilities and giftings that you've been sharing with, and I'd say all people, not just conservatives. I mean, hey, the truth is the truth. It's up to you to hear it and decide what you want to do with it. And I got to say, I've been impressed from day one. The first time I ever saw you on television, I just said, wow, there's just something real special about her.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. 2017 marks my 25th year in news and opinion journalism. And, of course, my roots are primarily in newspaper and print journalism. It's when I really got my teeth into a lot of the investigative work that led to six books and, of course, the 13-year career as a Fox News contributor. But with CRTV.com, I'm really getting to dig much deeper than the superficial sound bites and headlines that are so fleeting, and I think it's what most people are so sick of these days with 24/7 cable news and a lot of the mainstream media, so-called mainstream media, that plies all sorts of politicized narratives. They pretend to be neutral when they're as biased as anything out there, and we shed a lot of those false conventions. Michelle Malkin Investigates is a full-length, one-hour regular investigative series product, and I've got four shows that are now available. It's great. Binge-watching right before the holidays.
Exactly.
It's a great present to give out there, and more people are cutting the cord, and they want to go directly to sources they trust, and I hope that they will trust me.
Well, you mentioned it. Let's make sure everybody has right now the address so they don't have to wait. This isn't an infomercial type thing that we'll give you at the end of the show. Stay with it. So you brought it up. How do they connect with Michelle Malkin Investigates?
So what you do is you go to CRTV.com, and you can get a sample, free sample, promo clips of the four shows that we have available at Michelle Malkin Investigates. You just click on my last name. It'll take you to my show page. And the great thing is I'm not the only one contributing. Mark Levin, of course, has had a daily internet show for about a year now. And so he will be really the foundation of the network, along with Mark Stein, the frequent wonderful fill-in guest host for Rush Limbaugh, who is incredibly brilliant and informed on so many topics, as well as a young social media pioneer, Steven Crowder, a man I've known for about 10 years now, who is really able to bring conservative, sensible ideas to the millennial generation.
Well, Michelle, the timing of your show could not be any better in light of all the fake news reporting we've been hearing. The mainstream media has been pummeled, and rightfully so, in the court of public opinion, not only in the court of public opinion, but dare I say the wallets of the public that has walked away big time. I mean, gosh, I remember when I was growing up, the three networks, the major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today, less than 50%. And the main reason, some people, you know, they want to say, well, it's because there's so much competition out there. It's also because of the message that they're carrying. People are tired of the fake news. They're fed up with the biased reporting. And they're turning to places that have legitimacy, that gives them the truth. And they pursue the truth no matter where it leads.
Well, yes, and that is why the corrupt, lying media is dying. And it certainly hit the newspaper industry hard first, and now we're seeing it with the dinosaur TV networks. I mean, really, who waits until 6 or 7 o'clock at night anymore to get news that's filtered through some elitist from the East or West Coast who pretends to know what's good for you to consume? And, of course, these people pretend that they are neutral when, of course, their politicized agendas are as radical and extreme as anything out there. But the answer to speech with which we disagree or that we find faulty is more and better speech. And I am all for more competition in this space. That's why we're doing what we're doing at CRTV.com. And in a large part, we really are the heirs of talk radio. Talk radio is the godfather of alternative media, a way that ordinary people were able to circumvent the elitist media institutions that are literally collaborating with the Democratic Party and radical progressives on the left.
And that was real clear after the Veritas videos, and of course what we found out from WikiLeaks this election season, wasn't it?
Yes, it certainly was. And I'm glad you brought up Project Veritas. James O'Keefe is a very good friend of mine and has been at the forefront of demonstrating what conservative alternative media can do with regard to investigative journalism. What I'm doing with my show is taking it into an entirely new level, telling stories that have been covered up, not covered enough, ignored out there, and on a lot of topics that the left-wing progressives find toxic even now. I cover uncensored, unfiltered, and unapologetically immigration. One of the shows is on an immigration racket where we essentially are giving away American citizenship and green cards to the wealthiest, highest bidders in China who engage in this foreign visa racket where they're supposed to invest money to create American jobs, and it's become a huge boondoggle.
Exactly. Well, I know, you know, I was born and raised in Southern California, and, you know, there was a big exposure there of Chinese coming in, sneaking women in that were pregnant. They were well cloaked as best they could be. And particularly in Irvine, California, they had a big bust there where there were dozens of women that had been sent over to produce anchor babies, basically, is what it boiled down to.
Yes, and I've covered every aspect of immigration's consequences for America. Mass, unvetted immigration, whether it's our open borders to the south or to the north, or the many ways in which these investor programs or guest worker programs are harming American taxpayers, American workers, and law-abiding residents of this country, for that matter. So we've got tons of episodes that are in the works. 4 available right now, 13 for the entire season coming up in the calendar year. So very similar to what a Netflix series looks like.
Exactly. Well, good for you. That's great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing them all. We've got 4 available now at CRTV.com with Michelle Malkin. And, Michelle, you know, the timing of your show could not be more perfect, as I mentioned earlier, because this is what people are hungry for. I mean, they want to know the facts, you know, the whole truth and nothing but. And the mainstream media has been giving us anything but. And this is why they're exposed big time and people are walking away from them.
Well, look at the investigative shows that are out there that are supposedly the paragons of investigative journalism. 60 Minutes, which brought us Dan Rather, who, along with his executive producer, Mary Mapes, cooked up manufactured documents that they claimed were Texas Air National Guard documents in an attempt to smear George Bush.
Right.
Or the exploding GM trucks that NBC concocted to try and go after that company. Or, I mean, you can go on and on.
Exactly. Well, Michelle,
Ryan Williams.
Okay, I got to stop you right here for just a second because we've got to go to break. We'll be right back. We've got more from Michelle Malkin on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America. America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Michelle Malkin continues. Uncensored, unfiltered, and in-depth. This is her new series, Michelle Malkin Investigates, for CRTV.com. Michelle, I'm sorry we had to catch up because we had to go to break, but I wanted you to finish your thought in terms of how the mainstream media has led us down the yellow brick road of no truth.
Yeah, so you take someone like Brian Williams, the storied NBC anchor, now at MSNBC, who was disgraced really almost barely a year ago because he was lying about his supposed heroism in Iraq and overseas. And now he is one of the biggest purveyors of this narrative somehow about fake news.
Yeah.
Their chutzpah is absolutely incredible. People are sick of it. You've got your hard-earned money. Do you really want it to be subsidizing these journalists who have such utter contempt for the American people, let alone the truth?
Well, Michelle, how are these people given, you know, space after all this? Whether, you know, whoever you're talking about that has given us, you know, such faulty information, including the president himself, who said, hey, look, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I mean, it's been one lie after another. And, I mean, it's quite a shame that here we are as, you and I as adults, and we're talking about the president of the United States as being a liar. I don't remember when, you know, the term liar was associated with the highest office in the land like it has been.
Yeah. Well, how do these people ascend to power? One, of course, is that they adopt the far-left radical progressive agenda. And a lot of it is through cronyism, through nepotism. And in some cases, of course, many of the most notable journalists, so-called journalists out there, get their job for all sorts of reasons of political preferences. So, you know, whether we're talking about talk radio or the conservative blogosphere, the rise of conservative websites, I mean, you can go all the way back to the Drudge Report. Mm-hmm. The reason why we've been able to circumvent that entire power structure is because we're serving a need. We're filling a vacuum. And that's what I hope readers and viewers of mine will understand about what's different about Michelle Malkin Investigates. There are so many topics and sources that I have gathered over the last 25 years in journalism, and I'm harnessing all that on this new platform at CRTV.com. Our production values rival anything out there in the mainstream media, and we understand that you have to tell compelling stories as well as give people information they can't get anywhere else.
Exactly. And for you to be able to go in depth, I mean, to have an hour show as opposed to, you know, the traditional 8-second soundbite that our world has revolved on,
yeah.
For you, it's got to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and it's very satisfying. Look, I did 13 years at Fox News, and I loved every minute of being able to yell at liberals and debunk all of their fakery and propaganda. But you can only do that in 4 to 5 minute segments, which are shared with 3 or 4 other people.
Yes.
And it is what it is. I mean, there are limitations to that format. Now I have time to spread my wings and I hope really make a difference. We are telling stories that nobody else wants to touch, including one that I believe is the most important story I've ever covered in my lifetime, of a former police officer, Daniel Holtzclaw, who was convicted and railroaded in a social justice mob witch hunt in the aftermath of the Ferguson riots. Mm. It's part of a two-part series, and we just finished a tour all across the country the last 2 weeks, and I really want to do more than just put this information out there. It's really about prompting people to take action.
Well, that's great. Look forward to seeing that. What else are you working on, Michelle?
Well, we've got a number of bombshell stories, including the in-depth story of Asada Shakur, the convicted cop killer who was convicted after being put on trial for shooting and killing Werner Foster, a New Jersey state trooper, and then who was able to escape and has lived and enjoyed a very privileged life in Cuba thanks to the late Fidel Castro. And this woman has become a hero to the Black Lives Matter movement when people have no idea what she represents.
Well, go into depth a little bit. We've got a couple of extra minutes here, so tell us more about that story.
Sure. Well, she has been the subject of a number of documentaries. She's been hailed in academia, on college campuses. Her name was invoked at a lot of these cop-bashing Black Lives Matter protests over the past 2 years. She also has connections to Tupac Shakur, the late rapper, so she's beloved in Hollywood. But the backstory, of course, are all of the families of law enforcement officers who were targeted not only by Assata Shakur, but by a movement that essentially was the godparent of Black Lives Matter. And we go into the history of the Black Liberation Army during the 1970s, which was outright assassinating police officers. So you can see the bright line between the 70s and, of course, the 8 years under the Obama administration, during which police ambushes, deadly police ambushes, spiked 167% in the last 2 years alone. Poisonous left-wing rhetoric has consequences, and it is one of the recurring themes of my show at Michelle Malkin Investigates.
Well, Michelle Malkin Investigates, it exposes her blunt-nosed, barred attitude, as always, goes beyond the headlines and sound bites to expose the stories ignored by the mainstream media. The liberals, she says, have Frontline on PBS and 60 Minutes on CBS, and she decided it's time for a real alternative. Michelle Malkin Investigates the EPA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, I live in my adopted home state of Colorado, and the Gold King Mine disaster was one of those fleeting stories that just popped in and out of people's consciousness over the last year. Some of your listeners might remember the iconic photos of the Animas River here in Colorado turning bright orange, like Kool-Aid orange.
Yes.
It wasn't a private company, you know, one of these corporate polluters that was responsible. It was the federal government and the EPA taking these meddling interventions in the name of saving the planet. And one of the things that motivates me with Michelle Malkin Investigates is to go deeper and dig further than the rest of the superficial media. In fact, so many people have suffered as a result of this government malpractice, including Native American tribes, including farmers, small business owners, private property owners. And so we go back and trace the steps and try to hold people accountable. Ask the question, why isn't a single federal bureaucrat behind bars because of this massive environmental crime?
Wow, this is incredible. I mean, this is like in other cities across the United States where you scratch your head and you wonder why. So we look forward to seeing that one. What about the left's new George Soros? What are you telling us here?
Yes, well, everybody knows about that hedge fund progressive billionaire, George Soros. But there's a new generation of these shady donors who are propping up left-wing agitation groups, and who also have political aspirations themselves. And so a man named Tom Steyer may be dumping hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, into your backyard, influencing your state legislature, influencing referendums, and all sorts of bills that are coming before your elected politicians. They may be taking money from this man. Who is he? Well, we're going to delve into his history as a hypocritical hedge fund manager who cashed in on oil and gas before he was against it all.
Well, here it is. Michelle Malkin Investigates, one of the several thought-provoking shows available exclusively on CRTV.com. Michelle already has four shows completed, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so you can go back, check often. She's like on a regular, almost a TV, a television cycle, a series cycle, with 13 is what your goal is to have done in the next so many weeks, right?
Yep, I'm working harder than I ever have before in my career, and I'm so enjoying what I'm doing. I want as many people as possible to be able to take a look at what we're doing. So there are promo clips at CRTV.com. There's a gift subscription option if you want to buy a year-long subscription to your loved ones, whatever
exactly
side of the political spectrum they're on.
Well, investigative journalist Michelle Malkin asking the bombshell questions, uncover the truth in her new series, Michelle Malkin Investigates, at CRTV.com. Michelle, thank you.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Don't you love the creativity of the Pentatonics? Oh, what a great shot, huh? Oh, come all you faithful, and only way they can do it. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Our next guest, Dr. Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin, have co-wrote a new book called Ready to Wed. And this all ties into, coming soon, the number one date of the year. I want you to think about it. What do you think the number one day of the year that people decide to get married and make announcements and bend the knee and do all that and turn over the ring? New Year's, you think, huh, Scott? Okay. Well, you'll find out in just a moment, because the people that really know, Dr. Greg Smalley and Erin Smalley, are with us. And when you hear the name Smalley, you may think immediately of Gary Smalley, who we lost earlier this year. It was Jim Daly who made the announcement of the passing of Dr. Gary Smalley, a family counselor, president, founder of the Smalley Relationship Center, author of 40 books on marriage. And for anybody that has been a student of relationships and marriage, I don't know how you not come in contact and understand and even have any kind of appreciation for Dr. Gary Smalley. And it is amazing that it's almost as if God said, look, I want a family dedicated to supporting marriages, and I'm going to handpick the Smalley family because the legacy has been passed down to Greg and his siblings. It has been a family project, hasn't it, Dr. Greg Smalley?
It really has. I love how you put that. In so many ways, that's exactly how we feel, that God kind of called our family. I remember my dad telling a story when he was a very, very young, fresh out of seminary pastor, and a woman came up and gave him a verse. It was one of those, like, hey, I have this verse for you, and he was kind of nervous, like, is this woman a kook?
Right.
And she gave him this verse from Isaiah that talks about this, that in you will rebuild the ancient cities, the cities long devastated, that you will restore, renew, and rebuild. And she said, Gary, that's the family. That's the ancient city that has been ruined. And she goes, God's telling me that your legacy is going to be rebuilding, restoring, renewing those families, those marriages. And I tell you that's exactly how it's felt, that he had a 45-year ministry really dedicated to helping families, but especially marriages being the foundation of the family.
Well, Aaron, I know your heart is right there alongside and been engrafted into the family here. And it's like it's just been just an incredible match and complement what you and Greg have been able to do, the Smalley family, the legacy and that sort of thing. And I know that sometimes when people, well-meaning people, come to you and some are even so bold to, you know, come in the voice of the prophet. But there is nothing like, as the Bible says, a word aptly spoken, like this woman spoke to your father-in-law. Very powerful, isn't it?
For sure, yes. That is definitely powerful. I love hearing Greg tell that story because it is such just a reminder of refocusing on what are we doing and what are we called to. And that is our heart and our passion is for marriage. And it starts right here in our own home, right where we're at right now.
Exactly. Well, Aaron, only because Scott's on the edge of his seat, he thinks he may have to call in a lifeline and call a friend to find out what the right date is in terms of the number one engagement date. And we're coming upon it soon and very soon, aren't we?
Yes. It's that time of the year. And we were just at our staff dinner last night, and there's a gal who's thinking it might be happening. And it is Christmas Eve, actually, is the most common date that people get engaged in. And this whole season between Christmas Eve and New Year's, that's when is the number one time of the year to get engaged.
Greg, why do you think that is? Is it because guys there's a lack of creativity and they figure at least I'll cover this Christmas with something of value that she might like? Is that the deal?
I think it's all the bright flashing lights. It sort of, you know, puts us in this trance. Uh-huh. And, what a great time. You're ending the year. You're about to usher in the new year. It's a perfect time for a lot of couples who are talking about that, because obviously June is the most popular wedding month, and so it just makes sense. About 6 months before that, we're seeing a lot of couples get engaged, and so we actually just went through this. Our daughter is about 20 days out of her wedding, so
wow.
January 15th. And so
you're still in therapy, huh?
I'm still in mourning. Actually, you know what? Boy, we just feel so blessed. For me, as our soon-to-be son-in-law, Caleb, he called me up. So he lives in Arkansas. And so he called me up and said, hey, can I ask you this question? I said, are you gonna ask me for my daughter's hand in marriage? He's like, yeah. I said, we're not doing this over the phone. I actually flew him. I was doing a marriage seminar.
Yeah.
And flew him, and we had the best time. We had about two solid days of just talking and... And I think that there's some things that are important for someone who's thinking about getting married, if they're ready to propose. There's some things that are critical that Kayla and I were able to talk through.
Aaron, that was really wisdom, you know, that Greg shared with Caleb to have him come down. Because, guys, we're knuckleheads that way. You know, we're on a mission, okay? We're going to ask. We got to do the right thing. So, gosh, I'm not there. It's not convenient. At least he called. I mean, some of the kids today would have just sent you a meme or something or a text, right?
In a picture.
A Snapchat.
Yeah, right, exactly. Go figure, huh?
Yeah, but poor Caleb. Caleb, Greg happened to be working on developing an assessment for Focus called Are You Ready to Propose? Mm. And so poor Caleb had to withstand 2 pages of possible questions. He was the guinea pig for the assessment. And actually, it was really great because they got to have some real conversation. But my favorite question that Greg asked him was, would you marry you?
Yes, and wow, that's great.
Yeah, apparently it caused Caleb to kind of sit and think for a while, of course. Like, gosh, I've never really thought about that. Yeah. But then they had a great conversation around why he would choose to marry himself.
Well, Greg, you and Aaron, because of this, I mean, we have so many failed marriages. I mean, you know, you got about a 50-50 shot at it. It doesn't even matter if you're in the church or outside the church. You know, the odds are pretty much against you. And here you and your family, you know, with your dad and everybody all involved, you've been students of marriage. You've been living the process, you and Aaron. I mean, it's a tough deal, you know. Let's face it. It's not a slam dunk. And some people think, well, you know, if Jesus is in the middle of this, it's just going to be a piece of cake. But even Jesus himself had to admit that Moses had to institute certain things because of the hardness of their hearts, right?
Yeah. You know, it's an amazing institution. God created this thing called marriage. Aaron and I are coming up on 25 years of marriage. You know, in we always try to really encourage these younger couples to, one, you know, don't get caught up in all these people saying, oh, it's going to be so hard. And it's almost like they walk into their marriage going, oh, what have we done? Have we made a mistake? It takes work, and that's okay. It's an amazing gift that God's given us, that two people, this man, this woman, who with different, you know, personalities, different gender, just are able to then carve out a daily relationship, a life together. Yeah. And that takes work. I mean, there's so many times that Aaron and I, you know, we see things very, very differently. And yet, can we allow both people space in the relationship? Can we do the things that it's going to take to keep our marriage strong? If you keep fighting at right. this, if you keep fighting for your marriage, you're going to make it.
Right, exactly. Well, Aaron, I'm going to let you wrap this up. We got about 20 seconds. Ready to Wed is the book. Where can they go to get more information? Because, hey, with the big day coming, the first big day is asking, the next day is doing, and so you better be prepared, right?
That's right. You know, they can go to focusonthefamily.com to our bookstore, and they can order this as a DVD curriculum and a book. And
great resources there, too.
Yep.
Greg and Aaron Smalley, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you.
Corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Getting America back on track.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on. Merry Christmas!
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. It is the season, and all dressed up in red and everything in a Santa's outfit because, well, that's a whole other story we'll talk about another time. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, analyst, and law professor, the one and only James Herson, Mr. Christmas himself. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Happy New Year.
Oh, my gosh. You got it all covered. That's what makes you so wonderful, buddy.
Oh, and Kwesi Kwanzaa.
Oh, yeah. Hey, like I've been telling people, whatever, you know, it's just like, you know, it seems like the guard is down a little bit. You and I talked about this, I think, last week, you know, in terms of the acceptance, you know, let's get out of the political correctness stuff. I mean, Merry Christmas, after all, it's a blessing. Accept the blessing. If you say Happy Kwanzaa, I'm not going to be offended to me. You know, it's not going to bother me.
Yeah, I would not be offended. And the thing about Christmas, of course, it is a legitimate national holiday.
Yeah.
It's a tradition. As long as we've had the country, it's part of Western European tradition. And it never was something. As a matter of fact, the greatest Christmas songs, the greatest Christmas entertainment ever produced, were produced by people who were themselves not Christians.
Exactly.
And
I mean,
that's because they understood.
That's right. That's right.
The state of mind, everybody.
Well, they say it's all, you know, the fix is in, because whenever you can get a bunch of Jewish people singing about Jesus, that's an issue. You know,
Jesus happens to be one of those Jewish people, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I guess, after all, he's part of the faithful. But, speaking of stuff that's all kinds of goofy here, Facebook, it really cracks me up just reading the headline. Facebook fights fake news with fake fact checkers. I mean, is this a little bit like doing brain surgery on yourself?
I know. You can't help but have an alliteration when they're... Yeah. Fixing fake news with fake fact checkers. And remember, we always put fake news, so-called fake news.
Mm, right.
Of course, because we know that the real purveyors of fake news are the so-called mainstream media that we listen to for a year and a half lying to us,
mm-hmm.
and are lying to us right now because, according to them, it's the Russians that did the fake news.
Blame it on the Russians, yes, exactly.
Yeah, we blame everything on the Russians. You know, there was litter on the street here where I live in Newport Beach, California, and there were people blaming it on the Russians.
Yeah.
But But the point is...
Well, 2 years ago was the sequester. Everything was on the sequester. Now it's...
That's right.
You know, something has to be blamed. So that's the boogeyman du jour right now.
That's right. Well, fake news was one of the original boogeyman that Hillary Clinton came out with when she first started speaking out about what caused her loss, other than the fact she's a bad candidate and ran a bad campaign and a cheating campaign.
Right.
But in any case, she said that fake news was a threat that should concern all Americans. It's an epidemic. In other words, it's a crisis. Mm-hmm. And Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and creator of Facebook, a lefty himself, succumbs very quickly to pressure by the left. He always does.
Mm-hmm.
And he does succumb also from pressure from the right, because, of course, Facebook had a scandal with their trending topic section where they
exactly.
were censoring
right.
conservative viewpoints. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what Mark Zuckerberg is doing with this plan. He's going to have these fact-checking groups, okay? And these are ones we know well, beginning with Snopes and PolitiFact, but also ABC News, that great organization that reported...
The bastion of truth and objectivity. Yeah.
Factcheck.org, the Associated Press, Washington Post Fact Checker. These people all have very dubious records. They're signing a code of principles from the Poynter Institute that's funded in great part by George Soros. The way this is going to work is the users are going to, if enough users question a news story, so this is an opportunity for left-wing trolls to pick out a news story they don't like because they hate, and particularly on the Trump issue, and then they'll say, oh, we got to have this tested. And then they're going to send it to the fact-checkers, and then the fact-checkers will deem whether it's considered a dubious story, where there has to be a disclaimer, a warning on it, with a link to the fact-checkers. And Facebook also said what they may do is demote it, meaning that it won't get as much playtime on Facebook. It'll be demoted in the news feed, and it will be ineligible for the paid promotion that sometimes occurs with stories. So it's a pre-censorship position.
Exactly.
It's an insult to the Facebook user.
Right, yes.
Because it says you're too stupid to know the difference between veracity and non-veracity, and we're going to have these left-wing fact-checkers. And by the way, let's talk about a couple of them.
Well, wait, before you go there, James, let's think,
sure.
First of all, what is the most popular demographic for Facebook?
It's
the millennials, the yeah. millennials. And they're not, hey, look, they know the jig is up. A lot of them turn to other news sources. They don't rely on Facebook, have not been. They kind of like, you know, it's a whole lot to do about nothing, because what are they going to do? I mean, yes, they've jury-rigged some stuff, but how much influence does Facebook have on regular news and healthy news distribution throughout this country? Because even the young millennials, they figured out and said, you know, my son tells me, Dad, this is a joke. I don't look to Facebook for news anyway. I just use it to, you know, do the Facebook thing that I want to do.
Well, that's true. There's no evidence, as Hillary Clinton tries to claim, that these, you know, hoax stories, some of which were comedic and parodies, that they influenced the election outcome. There's absolutely no evidence. And, yeah, there's a, you know, millennials tend to be kind of a lazy bunch. They don't check, you know, check sources as well as other people. They get news from laid-back comedy. But there's no evidence that, you know, fake news as defined by the media, which is all right of center.
Right, right.
Is any worse than, for example, the stories that are put out by the Huffington Post, MSNBC, CNN, for that
right.
matter.
Right.
But here's the funny thing. The people that are going to police, whether it's factual, here's one, PolitiFact. Get this. This is PolitiFact's track record. We all remember when candidate Barack Obama said, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your health plan, you can keep it. PolitiFact in 2008 said that was true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then in 2009, they changed it to half true. And then in 2013, they said it was the lie of the year. So they switch around. Another example is when in 2012, Ron Paul was running for president, and he made the statement that the federal income tax rate was zero until 1913. That, by the way, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
PolitiFact said it was half true. And then when Jim Webb, at the time he was Democratic senator for Virginia, said the same thing, PolitiFact said it was mostly true.
Mm-hmm.
So when a Democrat says it, it's mostly true. When a Republican says it, it's half true. And this Snopes is wrong, has a terrible track record. Snopes is supposed to be the place to look to find out truth or falsity.
Right.
And their staff, as a Daily Caller point has investigated, is almost all not just lefties, but far left, from websites that most people have never heard of, like Raw Story and Truth Out. And these people on their social media accounts have expressed incredible contempt for conservatives, Republicans, for non-minority Americans, and, of course, for President-elect, soon to be President, Donald Trump. And these are the people that Zuckerberg has put in charge. They're the truth panel.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this is going to be is a censorship of anything that praises the Trump administration, probably anything that criticizes John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and the stories that they are putting out, or Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. So it's basically a very bad decision by Mark Zuckerberg, led by his ideology, and it's going to benefit his competitors if they stay clean, meaning Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus, and lots of other competitors.
Well, this is like the Tin Man with no heart. I mean, you know, they're looking for a yellow brick road to go dancing down in, you know, in La La Land here. You know that. I know that. Their own constituency understands it, except for those that it's the gospel and the grape juice that they've been used to drinking. But how does that help the country outside of everything else? I mean, there is something here that we need to focus on, and that is the United States of America, not elitism, and not the stuff that got us in this mess to begin with. But these guys are not going to go away easy. I mean, that's what I've been saying with the Democrats, James. The Democrats, look, get over yourselves. We need you in the fight. We need you talking, making sense. You know, get out of this boogeyman, Don Quixote windmill chasing attitude that you guys got. And let's get in here and let's get about the people's business, you know?
Well, I mean, at a time when Americans, according to polls, distrust the media more than any time in history, we need a healthy and free alternative media.
Right.
And unfortunately, what the left wants to do is to silence people that disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
We see it in the... That's what political correctness is all about.
Of course.
And so this is another attempt, if you will, to silence opposing points of view by labeling it as fake news and putting fake news police in charge,
mm-hmm.
who are biased themselves.
It's all about invalidation. Once again, it was the individual, now it's the group. Anytime they can invalidate and get you out of the debate somehow, they figure they win. But it's a lose-lose proposition, and this has been proven time and time again. James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, have a Merry Christmas. Christmas, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, you too, and all of the listeners to Bill Martinez Live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention.